Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will grow some magic for our brand. You don't have to be a magician to perform magic, but there are some tricks you need to know. Like a magician, you have to want to possess magical powers, but unlike a magician, it does not take years and years to make it happen. Enchantment can be yours in the simplest of places with the simplest of tools. No need for a magic wand for sorcery, just 5 minutes with me, so release that bunny back to its family and spare the doves the terror of flying away into the unknown. Think of some of the magical moments in your life. The birth of your child, your first kiss, the day of your wedding, first time behind the wheel of a car, miraculously making your flight just in time. So, what were yours? All right, so assuming you aren't going to get divorced so you can experience the magic of your wedding day again, and you don't want a fourth child or plan to erase your memory of your past, what in the world can I do to experience magic, you are asking? Well, you have already answered that question, actually. It has to do with your world, planet Earth, and actually getting into the Earth itself. You want some magic? Plant a garden. Allow me to explain the reasons. Let's start with the simple witchcraft of making edibles come out of dirt and poop. And think about taking the illusion out of genetics, responsibility, and that you aren't speaking in tongues when you say voodoo hoodoo stuff like investment of time has its rewards. In other words, hard work pays off. Additionally, you may not know the supernatural benefits of garden soil. Dirt, it turns out, is a superfood. Did you know that microorganisms in soil, living creatures that is, act like a mind-altering drug once they enter the human body? And it has been shown to boost the levels of serotonin and norepinephrine circulating in the systems of humans. In other words, it works in much the same manner as antidepressant pills. Rooting around in the garden could help elicit a jolly state of mind and one better equipped for learning. Soil organisms are good for gut health as well. They help regulate the immune system, reduce inflammation, break down our food for us, assist us with detoxification, and even bring out the best in us by influencing our genetic expression. Feeling down, dumb, or have an angry belly? Start digging, you dig? My pro tip. Because of my spearheading a public edibles initiative, there's little time left for me to actively garden at home. My garden hack is sunflowers. To start a sunflower garden incurs minimal cost. They grow like weeds and as a result do not need tending and minimal watering in between rainfalls. Once they are up, and mind you they grow quickly, so you can really appreciate their growth, pollinators will come for the pollen and will leave fertilized seeds. These will attract the most beautiful songbirds. We see little yellow and red finches all day long in addition to cardinals and blue jays. Whatever is left, at the end of the season, you can eat right off the flower. And if you can resist eating them all, just lay the remainder seeds to rest into the earth for sunflowers the following year, and you will have an even larger burst of yellow beauties. Time for our movie motivation. Our movie motivation today is inspired by the author who wrote the book that this film was based on. She was rejected from college at the age of 17. Her mother died of disease when she was 25. At 26, she suffered a miscarriage. At 27 years of age, she was married and her husband abused her. She had a daughter, but ended up divorcing at 28. At 29, she was a single mother on welfare. And at age 30, she contemplated suicide. But she directed her passion to writing. She published her first book at 31, and at age of 35, she published 4 books and was named Author of the Year. Her most recent book, published at age 42, sold 11 million copies on the first day. I am talking about J.K. Rowling and the Harry Potter franchise. The next time you see any of the Harry Potter films, think of the powerful magic that she was able to conjure in her life amidst the most disheartening of circumstances. To learn more about magic and how real-life magician Eric Tate still finds Pokemon magical, and I'm not talking about his card tricks, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break with me, Rhea Greif, on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays, or live stream at WCBE.org. And of course, you can catch YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.